Brett.
I'm Faith.
And I'm Kitch.
And we're Two Blind Squirrels.
But there's three of us. I don't understand. It's three.
Seriously, you're going to do that every time.
It's in the show. It's in the open. It's pre-recorded.
It's not pre-recorded. Right. You say it.
Wow.
But you say every time. Seriously, you're going to say that every time. Is that in the show opener too? Is that also pre-recorded?
I don't think I say that every time.
No, because she doesn't say that until after the music stops.
See, I usually wait. This time I said it. What, you're eating an orange
I'm
now?
I'm not eating an orange. I'm just peeling an orange. I wasn't eating the orange.
I have to hold a platypus and you get to eat an orange?
It's because I'm not making any noise, am I?
Yeah, but when you eat it, you will.
I'm not eating it. I was just
They're
peeling
good.
It.
You should eat them. I ate two of them a minute ago.
I ate one a while ago before the show.
I ate a tangerine.
Actually,
nobody
they're clementines.
Cares, nobody cares. Okay,
oh, my gosh. I heard y'all's adventure sandwich episode.
Yeah.
What?
Y'all are just mean to me.
We're not either. We're nice to you.
Have you listened to your adventure sandwich
no.
episode from last
not
week?
I'm not mean to kids.
Not this past week. One that Faith was guest hosting on.
He was mean to me.
I was mean to you. I got told that she should have put me on the couch for that show.
He was mean to me, and he was mean. He wasn't mean to you, though. I don't remember him being mean to you.
Kids, you always mean to her.
How you just love doing this podcast with me because you just love making me all upset.
No, uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
Is
not
there
upset.
A difference, Faith?
Yes. Big difference.
Here we go. Like, go ahead, Kidge. Go ahead.
I'm done. Oh, okay. I'm concise with my words.
What you saying?
We did talk about your incredible vocabulary. Who did we talk? Was that just me
that
and you talking?
That was you and me talking.
No. You say you come up even when we're not recording. And we talk when you say nice things about
we were
you.
Saying for your age.
Your age, you have an incredible vocabulary.
And your wife is a wonderful person to talk to.
Yes, we went over that again. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Faith was overly impressed with your wife.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I enjoyed that part of last week's Two Blind Squirrels episode as well. What was that for? There was no reason
I
for that.
I wanted to play it.
It just felt like it.
I just felt like playing it. All right, well, this week, all right, chat room, because y'all need to be involved in this. Who's in there? Doxon? Doxon's in the
Doxon
chat room.
And Dave.
Dave.
We should go on Maori. Maori. Why cool. should we go on Maori?
What's you, that?
You, I think Who's you guys should go on Maori. I don't
What's
know.
That?
I don't know. And Dave's in the chat room, but you have to excuse Dave. He's not himself tonight. Or he's more himself than usual. Of all the Daves I know, he's the Daviest.
Mm-hmm.
He's very Dave tonight.
Have you heard that song?
What song?
These are the Daves I know.
Before? The Daves you've known before?
Wait for it. Yeah. Wait for it. Wait for it.
No, these are the Daves I know I know.
Seriously, who gave you this thing?
Yeah.
Who did this?
Okay, so Jen's not in the chat room yet because I have a special thing for Jen. Okay, Jen will have to hear it when she hears it. But guess what Jen did this week?
She made a funny.
Jen did it again because this is Jen Avila on the Jen and Dave show. So if y'all don't know, she is the one who gave us such priceless sayings as
I poop candy and you can eat it.
That's right. And she also gave us
Brad McFadden.
Ugh.
There you go.
All right.
Such beautiful podcasting gems as how to tell a joke. But that's a minute long. I'm not going to play that right now.
Yeah, right.
And this week she gave us another one that we will hear over and over again on this show until we're all just giddy from it. Here we go.
I love to sit on toilets. Yes, it makes me feel all fancy.
There you have it.
All right.
Seriously, he heard that. He came running. Taking off my makeup. You got to hear it. And he not only played it once, twice, three, five times. But I had to hear it in a row.
Yes, but I haven't mixed them up yet because I'm going to say, I poop candy and it makes me feel fancy. I got to mix them all, you know.
See, but now you said it. So now he could take you saying that.
Everybody knows who really said it. And that's why she said this.
Brad McFadden.
Ugh.
That's why she said it. Because I do things like this.
There you go.
I save little gems.
I love to sit on toilets. Yes, it makes me feel all fancy.
I like the way she says fancy.
Fancy.
Fancy. All right. Well, this the title of this week's show is The 80s and Why They Sucked. Or The 80s Sucked and Here Is Why.
They didn't suck.
They sucked.
They were great.
No, no.
That's when I was a teenager. It was awesome. I loved the 80s.
They sucked. They sucked. And I'll tell you why. I can prove it. See, you may argue with me, but I can prove it.
You can prove it?
I can prove the 80s sucked.
Okay.
I have no experience with the 80s.
He was four in 1990.
Well, you'll be glad that you missed it when you realize how bad they sucked. Because here's what happened in the 80s. Okay, this is what happened in the 80s. All right?
I once thought of love as a prison.
Yes, this is what happened in the 80s.
Stuff happened in the 80s, too.
A perfectly good form of music, country, was mixed with a perfectly good form of music, Western. And then they added reverb and a beard. And this is what happened.
Gamble on love just one time.
There's so much reverb in this song. It sounds like what did they record this in? In a gymnasium alone? So cheesy, so bad.
And that's why I hated country music. Country music was not popular where I grew up. I made fun of it. If I'd have heard this, I'd have been like, and I'd just sway.
I'm guilty of love in the first degree.
I'm guilty of love in the first degree. Now look, I'm not being arbitrary here. This is a band called Alabama. And when they came on the scenes and they started having hits.
Right.
They had a hit. They had a number one song every year for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Was it 20 years? I don't know. Every year in the 80s.
But they were awesome.
Every year in the 80s, they had a number one hit. I think it was 24 hits in 10 years. 24 number one hits in 10 years or something like that. It was ridiculous.
Good night.
Okay? And just crap. And all of it was crap. It was just crap.
Holding my lover with the other. A sweet soft southern.
I can't even see his face.
This is boy band music with a thick accent.
Can you even play this music?
On a Tennessee Saturday night.
Make it stop.
It's like overdubbed with four people's voices.
I'm together.
I think we're done with this segment.
Gather. Why?
Because I think we're all sick of the 80s now.
I'm not done yet. Because then it changed how we dressed. Okay, all this crappy music changed how we dressed. And then everybody started having to wear it's like, I'm from the country, okay? Sulphur Springs was the country. We were like dairy capital of Texas. I mean, it was just...
That's
just
true. That was a true thing.
It was unreal. And there was just a lot of folks that lived on dairies here and out in the country and all that kind of stuff. And and so, you know, we dressed because we had to shop at the co-op. You understand? I mean, we shopped at the feed store, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. It was a feed store co-op, and that's where we bought our stuff because my mom had an account there, you know, and that's just what happened. So we bought Wranglers, and that's just – but then this happened, and all of a sudden, everybody from Dallas is wearing cowboy boots and – Western flare shirts.
This is late 80s you're talking about.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle.
And everybody had, yeah, and everybody had to have a fiddle in the band. I mean, come on, we didn't have to fiddle in the band to play in Texas. We have plenty of bands in Texas with no fiddles. You ever heard of Jerry Jeff Walker? No fiddle. So, anyway, they weren't even from Texas. What do they know about it? They don't know nothing.
Were they from Alabama?
Yeah, they were from Alabama, I think. I don't know. They were probably from the moon. I don't know. And the guy had the beard, you know, and the long hair, and it's like it's Bob Seger playing with the rest of the Eagles is what it was. And it was just horrible. And then when they got through making hits, it didn't even stop. Because people stopped buying Alabama. So they just changed their name to Brooks and Dunn and kept having hits for another 15 years. It's the same band. It's the same band.
Mama, like I asked you to do.
This is the worst song ever.
Roll on.
There's nothing. Look at roll on. Yeehaw! Oh, it's horrible stuff. that we were tortured with and we were just subjected to. And every time we turn on the radio, there's an Alabama song. If you don't, if there wasn't no one on, wait 5 minutes. Then we're going to play one.
How do you really feel?
I hate Alabama!
I'm so glad you could share that with us.
Hate them!
Sheesh.
And they, and I knew every song by heart because there was nothing else to do. All we had was AM radio.
That's not true. He knew every song. He was listening to Pink Floyd at the same time.
No, that was not till the night, late. That was late 80s. I'm talking from 80 to 86 when I didn't have a choice.
It's a mountain music.
Mountain music. Yeah, here we go. Like there's a lot of mountains in Alabama.
Grandma and grandpa used to play.
The grandmother and the grandfather were car salesmen. Okay. They were not mountain music players. A Cajun hideaway in the mountains. This song doesn't even make any sense.
Well, they had to go to Louisiana.
They mentioned Louisiana in the other one too, about Texas. You gotta play in fiddle, if you gotta play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. Mm-hmm. That lead guitar is hot, but not for a Louisiana man. Didn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's like the Beatles. If they were rednecks.
Oh, my. No, not at all. No.
The Beatles didn't make sense either with all that glass onion stuff. You can't tell me you understood that.
No, it didn't matter. It was good.
They're layers.
Uh-huh. Ba-dum-bum.
All right,
where's this little machine when we need it?
Yeah. Then they did a song with Lionel Richie, If Things Couldn't Get Worse. Oh, you thought things couldn't get worse? You're wrong. They did a song with Lionel Richie.
No, that's actually better. Lionel Richie's better.
With Alabama.
Well, yeah, I mean, at
Lionel
least
Richie would be caught
Lionel
dead
Richie.
In Alabama. And if he was caught in Alabama, he'd be dead.
Now. This is in 1968. It's been a
night in LA. Are we going to get to a topic that I'm familiar with?
Well, you're experimenting with country and western music. I just want you to know there's
a
limit.
I lost
there's
my
a
research
limit.
Grant on that.
You lost your research grant on it?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
What happened?
I stopped caring.
Oh. Yeah, but, that'll do that to you. Just you
and I. Why did it start playing again? I didn't tell it to start playing again. Stop playing.
Because it must. It
sounds vaguely like stuck on you.
Yeah, it does. A little bit.
I got a feeling down
little
deep
bit.
In my soul.
Lionel Richie only wrote two songs.
Songs sound the
different
same.
Lyrics. Now
why?
What?
What are you doing? Why are we singing in the background?
I don't even know.
What is he doing? He's playing our Mixler.
Is that your live stream playing 9 seconds
no.
in delay?
No.
No, it's...
It's iTunes going crazy on me. They're playing Sam playing... Oh. My iTunes all of a sudden started playing Sam Quentin.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Oh, boy. Anyway. Things are out of control and I can't stop them. Okay.
Okay.
So, y'all ready to get to some... You got kids? You got things to talk about? Things to say?
I do.
What's that?
My car has been in the shop all weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We just talked about your wonderful car and how reliable it was.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I took it in for maintenance.
Yeah.
So that it could continue to be reliable.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, tends to happen. I took it in, what was that? Wednesday night? No, Thursday.
Thursday night.
I took it in Thursday night.
Thursday mm-hmm, night.
Exactly. Or morning, I don't remember. Because it was totally fine. I one of the problems was that... one of the front tires, the thing that holds it onto the axle, was bent a little bit.
That might be important to fix, you think?
And so a little uneven wear on the tire.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I know about that. I can replace a tire when I have the money for that. But then the AC started dying.
Oh, no. Can't do that in Texas.
Nope. So I was like, this is going into the shop tomorrow.
That will kill you.
Yes.
It's a life or death. That's not an option.
Mm-mm, no, it's not. That's why I took it to the shop. It was one of those sorts of things where I could turn it all the way cold,
mm-hmm.
and I could turn it up, and it would get cold,
mm-hmm.
but then all the power would shut out to my little control board there, and all of the air would stop blowing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Or it would start blowing hot air, like just the outside air. and that's not going to fly. So took it in.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Friday happened, and I was busy all day Friday and was not able to return their call until right before they were about to close. Because they were like, hey, we figured out what all the problems are. Here's all the problems, and we need to order this part. And I was like, okay, finally, sure, yes, you need to order the AC master control board. And they're like, okay, let me call him real quick. It's 5 o'clock. But, of course, they couldn't call him over the weekend because he had already closed. And so Monday they ordered the part. But then this morning my wife needed her car. And so we went into the mechanic and said, look, I need to pick up the car right now, unfortunately, so I can drive to work. They said, okay, but your dashboard's sitting on your passenger seat. So I still
just rent a car.
What's that?
Just rent a car.
I'm not old enough.
Are you serious?
No, you have to be 25. I'm not 25 yet.
Oh, that is hilarious. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's really not.
It's fine.
It's not funny. It's just...
And so I drove around today with the AC still not working.
Okay, Brad.
The radio worked, though. The radio worked, but the AC was just sitting in my
Well, it was a beautiful day to have your windows open. I had the sunroof open all day.
I figured out how to properly circulate air while driving around without causing too much noise in the car, so that was good.
That's good.
Yep.
And you have to have the windows all at the right level.
What's that?
You have to have the windows all just the right level.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was able to listen to The Adventure Sandwich and Two Blind Squirrels.
Oh, well, that's today. Good.
Mm-hmm. Good, yep, good, good.
And then I dropped my car off again today at 5, and we were 2 minutes away from home after the 15-minute drive back from the mechanic, and they said, hey, it's done. So we turned right back around and had my car back.
So how much does this AC business cost?
Well, they were able to
get you a whole new AC.
Well, they were able to find a used part for that.
Oh, cool.
So the AC part came out to about $230.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. The what is it? The tie rod? I don't know what this is, but there's something that the thing that holds the tire on, sort of thing.
Very important.
Yeah, yeah, it totally is. As well as the electrical diagnostics and the tire alignment and the oil change, that came out to an extra $400-something.
Oh. Ouch. See, I'll tell you what,
kids, I'll make you a deal, okay? This is Doxson's idea, but I think it's a good one. Mm. And that is, if you'll let me count you as a dependent on my income tax, I will rent you cars and stuff, okay, as your guardian.
I turned 25 at the end of April, so.
Well, just in case, from now to April.
Oh, that's hysterical. Has it always been that way that you can't rent a car for 25?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh, I guess I never needed to rent one.
My tells stories because my mom bought her first car when she was 18,
mm-hmm.
and at one point she had to drop it off at the manufacturer or at the dealership to get it repaired, but they would not rent her a car because she wasn't old enough.
And but
she
said,
"I bought this car. You allowed an 18-year-old to drive it off, and I'm making the payments, and you won't let me rent a car." So
there you go. No, insurance won't cover it. Yep. Dave said, isn't Swifty 32? Can't she rent a car?
No. Swifty is now actually 25.
Yay, Swifty!
Oh, yay!
She had her birthday on Saturday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Swifty! 25.
Yep.
I didn't even know you yet, Brad.
Nope.
I met you when I was 26.
Yep.
Huh. There you go.
Okay.
Wow. So, yeah, that was my automotive adventures.
Awesome. Automotive Excellent. Adventures.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to have some voicemail adventures?
Would I ever?
Oh, wow.
Hello, this call is for The List.
The List.
The List? List. The List?
Lisp.
The List.
I'm not the... she called me The List.
The Lisp.
No, she called me The List.
She did. No, that's just what they... What it... Translated.
It translated the list.
But she said lisp.
I'm not the list.
Well, you're the one who said Swifty you were the lips.
It's Swifty. It's her birthday.
I just thought your review of me last week was far too glowing. I have many flaws besides not liking the disgusting smell of coffee. And not knowing whatever band y'all were talking about. But I've devised a way to make a perfect voicemail for the two blind squirrels.
Okay.
The trick is just to strategically pause, like so, to allow cover time.
Very good. See, I can pause in the pauses. I can pause in the pauses.
And then you don't ever miss anything.
I can pause over you. It just slipped off.
Excellent. That's right. Thanks for calling in, Swifty.
Yay!
Yay. She says she has many flaws besides not liking coffee. But I mean, when you think about it, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Kind of is in our world.
I had a cup of coffee this weekend.
Awesome.
It was nasty.
No, why did you have it then?
Why did you drink it then?
Because it was hazelnut.
Don't drink nasty coffee.
Can't resist hazelnut. It was a Keurig thing.
Oh.
Oh, good. That sounds
hazelnut coffee sounds is good. Really good. I've had the Green Mountain hazelnut coffee. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It is good.
I had hazelnut coffee with hazelnut creamer in it.
Mm-hmm. That's too much.
It tasted like water.
Water?
You don't need like creamer.
Water and dirt.
When you have hazelnut flavored coffee, you don't need cream. You just put a little sugar in it and it's good. Put a sugar cube in, you're done.
Well, I don't own the Keurig.
Well, surely they had sugar
this is
around.
Rackman, and I just heard that. Darn it.
Oh, what's happening?
I don't know. He called in and then things went horribly wrong.
Golly.
Let's hear that again. Zach Mann called in.
Hey, this is Zach Mann, and I just heard that. Darn it.
The funny thing is, it goes on for 10 more seconds. It's just him carrying his phone around.
Uh oh.
No.
Did I turn my phone off? No. That one goes in the save file right over there. Okay.
He won't be able to find it, don't worry.
And he calls back.
Hi, this is Zach Mann, whose phone is much smarter than he is. And I was wondering, when Faith said that Kitch's wife was not a mundane, was she saying that she's from Zale? That is an unusual name she has.
What?
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 Huh?
Said because you're not mundane, because she's not mundane.
Uh-huh. A man whose phone is much smarter than he is. And I was wondering, when Faith said that Kitch's wife was not a mundane, was she saying that she's from Zale?
From where?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You have to call back, Zach, man. We don't understand. Apparently you're smarter than us.
Yeah.
Because I don't get it.
I didn't get it. Sorry. Yeah, but yeah, she's not mundane.
No.
I think we covered that.
Yeah, we already talked about all that. Okay. The show isn't about Swifty.
Oh, by the way, I did call the Jen and Dave show.
You did?
Good.
I did.
Yeah, so she can't yell at you anymore.
That's true, but she did not call me.
Oh.
So she said she would.
Uh-huh.
See, she was going to call our show, and then
she has been having dental surgeries recently.
I don't want to hear her excuses.
Dental you can't surgery? Hear her excuses. She can't talk.
She could pull that old Stephen Hawking thing and talk with her butt or something.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that what he does?
Yeah.
And he sits on his phone.
Candy and likes sitting on the toilet.
That's
so.
Right. Makes her feel fancy.
Funny. Yes. Mundane, Maine. Oh, mundane, Maine.
Maine? What? I said mundane.
Well, mundane, Maine is a place.
Oh, no.
Dachshund fails at punctuation. He's saying not mundane, period, Maine.
Oh, no, I didn't say Maine.
No, she's not from Maine either.
No.
No. My parents live in Maine.
Yeah, but they're not from Maine.
No.
Your mom's in Maine.
That's true.
My mom's in... Hey, leave my mom out of this.
You brought her into this.
I don't care. I can talk about mom all I want. Unless you let me be your guardian, and then you can talk about my mom too.
Oh, uh-huh.
By the way, yes. The last week I found a video on YouTube called Why Star Wars: The Phantom Menace in 3D is a Bad Idea. I totally put it in the show notes, and I'm going to link it in the chat room for our live listeners.
Why
but
would
you
it be
people
a bad
listening
idea?
On the podcast, no good clips for you.
Why would it be a bad idea?
Why was it a bad idea?
Well, you have to watch the movie.
You brought it up on the show, and you put it in the show notes, so that you got to tell us.
I can't explain.
What is the premise? What is the premise of the idea?
It compares non-3D to 3D.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stupid.
And also,
premise.
How bad the Phantom Menace was originally.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was very good.
Okay, well, how would you rate Jake Lloyd's acting performance?
Who's Jake Lloyd?
Who's Jake Lloyd?
Exactly. Anakin.
Oh, he was good.
He's a little kid.
He's a kid. Yeah. What's right. Like I expected. Yeah, he's yeah, fine.
He's fine.
I told you the problems I had with this movie, and that was the flying fairy that did not...
the aerodynamics.
Didn't work. And the Jewish...
Do it, kids.
What?
Say, use his voice. Do his voice. That's perfect.
Genius. Okay, I didn't like him, and I didn't like the blubbery people. Who were supposed to be frogs or something. I don't really get their whole thing. But they not be thinking you smarter than us. Yeah.
Because
you talk like this. That's why we think of you smarter than us. I don't know. They were Italian frogs. I have no idea what was going on. And it was just confusing. I didn't like that.
Uh-huh. We already talked about this.
But I love Liam Neeson in that.
Yeah, he was great.
He was the best actor of any... He's the best part...
Well,
he was
Samuel
the best
L. Jackson.
Performance of any actor in any of the movies.
What about R2-D2?
Okay, except R2-D2.
Jerk.
Okay, except R2-D2. Okay, I was just saying humanoid actors. I didn't mean to.
What about C-3PO?
He's not humanoid. He's an android.
What?
He's an android, not humanoid. He's an android.
Is.
He's not a humanoid.
Androids are humanoids.
You know what I did the other day?
What, Faith?
I signed off Facebook.
She did. She signed off Facebook. She didn't delete her account.
No, I logged out.
She just logged out.
I logged out for the first time, and I don't even know how long it's been ever. I logged out.
Now it's not tracking you when you browse the internet.
No.
How do you expect this all to keep up with you?
I don't. You know what? I never look at Facebook anyway. I thought, why do I not log out?
But I should have known. I should have known it happened, because exactly the same time that happened, I felt this incredible urge to continue to check in wherever I was at.
He did.
And so all of a sudden, I'm checking in twice as often as I ever have before on Facebook. Mm. I'm posting twice as often as I ever have before on Facebook. And it's all because she signed off. I had to equalize the pressure in the whole house.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because now, you know, they can't track me now.
Kidge is on Facebook.
They keep track of you.
I am currently on Facebook because you reminded me to check it.
Somebody told me on Facebook today that I needed to get a beagle.
A beagle?
And name it Kidge. Yeah.
Why?
But beagles howl.
Well, there was a sign on Facebook that said, a house is not a home unless you have a pet. And do you agree with... It was a sign out in front of a veterinarian clinic. And then at the bottom... Somebody posted the picture. It was my sister-in-law posted the picture. And then she said, do you agree? And I said, no, I do not agree.
Right.
You don't
we
have
all
to
know
have
why.
You don't have to have a pet to have a home. I have right. a pet. I'm not anti-pet. Well, I am a little anti-pet.
You are a little anti-pet.
But he likes animals.
I'm not anti-animal, though.
He
okay?
likes animals. And he
Actually,
likes our cat.
One of the reasons I'm so anti-pet is because I'm pro-animal.
It's true.
Yeah.
Perversion of animals. Anyway... You know what's not a perversion of animals? That ham we had. That was good.
It really was.
Anyway, back on topic. So I put, I don't agree. And then somebody posted, you need a beagle and you should name it Kidge. So I don't know what if that's a compliment
but
to you.
See, we can't have
or
a
an insult.
We
I can't.
Can't
I couldn't
have a dog
really tell
because they cramp my style. You can't go anywhere. You got to kennel them. They cost money.
We're not dog
You got to take them out. You know. No, no.
We're barely cat people.
Barely.
We're only cat people if the cat's very okay with being by himself a lot.
Yeah, and I love my cat. I love that the cat was just sitting in my lap a minute ago.
Sure.
I love the cat.
The cat is, you notice the cat is bleached out? That's because it drinks our pool water.
It does.
I've determined that the reason why the cat's so bleachy looking is because he drinks the swimming pool water.
And we give him water every day.
He gets water in his bowl.
Brad gives
but
you
I
know,
catch him drinking out of the swimming pool all the time.
And here's the thing about Brad. Everybody thinks he gets his bad rap for being an animal hater, which he's not.
I'm not an animal hater.
Because he gets after Helen. You feed that cat before you feed yourself. You feed that cat and you give it water. It's hot outside and it's cruel to not give that cat water. You should hear the lecture she gets.
I was raised on a dairy. I know how to take care of animals.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But he also knows their place.
And their place is outside.
Outside.
Oh, boy. Boy, I make enemies so well. If I could make money out of making enemies.
You could.
Rich.
If you could monetize that. Wait, doesn't
it's
Rush Limbaugh do that?
Yeah.
It's a gift.
I love the comic strip this week. It had a picture of Rush, and it had like they were saying, and they had this woman. The what was her name? The
whatever her name was from Georgetown.
Sandra Fluck.
Okay, it has saying Rush is war on women, and pointing a sign at him saying he's war on. And at the same time, she's pushing a plunger down that's blowing up this thing, and it says 25 million women aborted. You know.
That one that you linked on Facebook, that was Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. That's who I meant.
She's more machine than woman now.
Nancy Pelosi?
What do you mean by that?
Have you seen her face?
Is she a cyborg?
Well, with all that plastic?
Yeah. Oh.
Could be.
You should get a plastic surgery. Hey!
What?
Guess what I started watching?
What'd you watch?
I started watching Doctor Who.
Well, because of Helen.
Yeah, guess why I started watching it?
Because of Helen.
Because of Helen. Uh-huh. Thanks for ruining that, Faith.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez. I was all revved up to go, you know?
He doesn't.
Anybody sick of that one
old.
Yet? Can I stop that now?
Yeah, okay, would you?
I won't do it anymore.
I won't do it anymore.
Actually, it was our babysitter.
Well, yeah, she got babysitted the other night.
Babysitted,
and the babysitter,
really?
Yeah. It's a word.
She was babysitted?
Look it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
You stick with that then.
You're letting this go, kid? Just going to let it go.
I'm not paying attention right now.
You're not even paying attention. What's wrong with you?
I'll listen to this, you know, whenever it's released, and then I will leave probably a very angry voicemail.
Didn't even say anything about you. Are you on the show? Come on.
I'm paying attention to the chat room right now. Y'all were out in your own little world.
Oh, okay.
Brad was going to tell another story, and I was just going to, you know.
Oh, did you hear that?
Tune back
was
in
said?
At the
Brad's
last second.
Tell another story.
All right, I'm done. Kid, you another talk. Story. No, I'm done. Kid, just taking it from here. Go ahead, kid.
No, I'm
insinuated I was being ignoring him, so I want him to go now. Go ahead.
I'm good.
No, go ahead and tell your little stories. Go ahead.
I told my
story.
Tell
them about your kid.
Oh, you notice how yours are
you not
little
old enough?
Story.
What else are you not old enough
yours
to do? Come
are
on,
little
come on.
Story.
What else am I not old enough to do?
What else do you not remember? Come on, tell us another story.
I'm not old enough to cash in Social Security checks.
Well, you got one on me. Okay.
I think.
Not paying attention is my job.
Nah.
If we both don't pay attention, where's this show going to go?
It'll just be me. And nothing good can come
anyway,
from that.
Anyway, so Helen was babysitted.
Being the platypus.
Oh, good Lord. And the babysitter turned Helen on to Doctor Who.
The new Doctor Who, not the old lame Doctor Who.
The Doctor Who with
that
the
I was
time.
Forced to watch because nothing else was on except for PBS on Sunday afternoons. I was forced to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, I checked out Doctor Who a few times when I was a kid. I just couldn't get into it.
It was just too weird.
Because
it was bad.
I guess. Well,
it
some
was
people
bad.
Like it. Well, anyway, so the new Doctor Who I had never bothered to check out. And then Ellen's like, yeah, it's kind of funny. She was watching a couple of them on her own. I said, well, I want to see one. Show
but
me.
But seriously, it's BBC. Is this appropriate for her?
It was fine. There was
Are you
nothing.
Sure?
Yeah, there was nothing in it.
Okay.
I mean, it was a little scary. I mean, there was some scary parts, but there was nothing sexual or anything like that in it. And
got to watch British television.
Yep, sure do.
They don't have the same ratings.
Oh, you mean you got to watch it for that?
Yeah.
Not watch it.
You have to be cautious.
Oh,
to
I
be
see.
Cautious.
Not you have to watch it. It's not must-see TV, in other words.
No, it's not ABC. No, that was NBC, excuse me.
Kids, have you ever watched Doctor Who?
I have tried watching a couple episodes of it. I just couldn't get into it.
The new?
It was... I think I expected it to be less hokey than it was.
The new Doctor Who?
Yes.
Well, it's always been pretty hokey.
That's the point, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Right.
Pretty far-fetched and pretty hokey, but...
I think so.
It's also involved. I mean, once... I only watched two episodes. Yeah, two episodes, and they were linked. They was a to be continued, mm-hmm. and Helen had to. I don't know how she knew all this stuff, but she had to tell me who all these characters were. Oh, this is that person's mom, even though they were like 20 years younger than the other person. Oh, that's his mother-in-law. Oh, that's his wife. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. But once I got that far, once I started figuring out who these people were, it was all very, you know, it was very good. It was very compelling.
Hmm.
The story was good.
I had to turn it off because I was playing it without headphones in. And they, you know, made some sort of a presupposition about how the Earth is several billion trillion years old how it was all evolved and that sort of stuff. And then Swifty went on a rant and that lasted the rest of the night.
Me and Swifty get along really well.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, there's some of that. There's a lot of that in there. But they also don't. They also talk about God and stuff in there. It's not like it's an atheistic show altogether, even though there's a lot of. Because he's a time traveler. That's his point. He's a time traveler. Right. So, and there's all kinds of aliens in there, too. So.
And just, you don't watch Big Bang. Ugh.
Big Bang is funny.
Though I did hear that a recent episode of the Big Bang referenced Star Wars The Old Republic, and that was like the entire episode.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
But they also talked about sandwiches.
And that's they did, that's good. And that was on the sandwich show, but the they got the time machine, which it was hysterical.
The time. You remember the original time machine movie? Have you ever seen the original time machine movie with H.G. Wells?
No. Isn't H.G. Wells the guy who wrote the book?
Wrote it, yeah, the original. But he wasn't Steven Starr in it because he was dead.
Right.
Anyway, the original movie, like, it was made in, I don't know, what was it, the 60s? Late 60s?
Yeah.
No.
You never seen
I haven't seen. I haven't seen enough of the classics.
Yeah, that was a good one. Anyway, so the point is that in the Big Bang, they were bidding on this online. They thought it was a miniature exact replica, but it wasn't. It was an exact replica.
So it was huge.
Full size.
And he ended up winning. Not another person bid on it. He got it for $800.
It was this big, gigantic thing.
So they all shared it.
Spinning disc. And you got to be able to know what it looks like to get the joke, but it was hilarious because she walks in and she goes, a time machine? It looks like something Elton John would drive through a swamp. And if you knew what it looked like, it that would be funny. Because it
was, oh, we laughed.
It looks like a very fancy swamp buggy.
Yeah, it is funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's perfect for Elton John.
It was Dave perfect. Says he doesn't watch The Big Bang because it's dumb and stupid and very dumb.
Okay, then.
Hey, I support your reasons, Dave.
Those are good reasons, even though it's very funny. And once I got over the fact that he reminds me of my ex-husband, then I let it go, and it was funny.
My Swifty's aunt,
yes,
originally compared me to Sheldon, but then she decided that I'm Wolowitz.
Which one?
Wolowitz?
No, not at all.
I think I would much rather be Sheldon.
Wolowitz is a pig.
He's a sicko pig.
You don't remind me of any of them, actually.
No, you don't remind me of any of them.
No.
And I don't remind me of any of them.
No, you don't.
No. Who does Kid remind you of? Who famous does Kid remind you of? Anybody from the Friends? Let's see. Friends?
No.
Gosh, why would you compare me to anyone on Friends?
No.
But you know what I got to use the other day?
Because
I was sitting, I was talking to the teachers, Monica. And somebody said something, and and I went, wait for it, wait for it. There it is. It was with one of the kids.
One of the kids is thinking.
Wait. And she didn't know it was from Friends, but she thought it was funny. And I was like, where is Brad when I need him? It's very funny.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Oh, it's Joey.
So who's famous Kitch reminds us of? Because you're Monica, I'm Chandler. Who's Kitch?
Yeah, but you're not Chandler in the way. They're very only certain exaggerated. Episodes.
Yeah. We all understand that. They're okay. Exaggerated. They're caricatures of us. Uh-huh. Who's Kidge?
You would never, ever.
Kidge is Luke Perry.
Luke Perry. No.
Yeah.
Seriously. Sure. I was a 90210.
Oh, yeah. Kidge is Luke Perry.
No.
Perry isn't real.
Well, that's true.
Really?
He's my default. He's my default. I always get a Luke Perry.
We're going to do this.
Now, come on. Who's Kidge?
He's not real.
Who's Kidge?
What is that about?
We did it all with us.
What is that?
We did it with the characters from Lord of the Rings.
Stop.
Remember? Oh, we didn't ever show that on the show, but we all did our characters from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, right.
Not real.
Because Faith was.
Why does Brad think he's not real and you think he's not real?
Because he's not.
Kidge, have you ever heard of Luke Perry?
I know that he's fake. And I know that they've talked about him on Family Guy.
Dave says that you're Tom Hanks from Bosom Buddies.
I haven't seen Bosom Buddies.
That's funny.
I'm aware of it, though.
Oh, that's classic.
What was the other guy's name? He was Newhart. What was his name?
Daryl.
And his other brother, Daryl? No!
I'm Larry.
Bosom Buddy. What was his name?
Oh.
He was on Newhart. He was the producer.
Yeah. No, he wasn't the same guy, was it?
That's the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I don't remember his name, but anyway, we did our characters from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
Kidge is.
I don't know enough about it for to.
Kidge was Faramir. Faramir?
Yes.
Who was the younger one of the one that came on the Fellowship of the Ring?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Mm-hmm.
Boromir.
Boromir. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Faramir was his younger brother.
Where's Swifty when we need her?
And Swifty was the horse queen, horse princess, which is actually a good thing. I know you're thinking that's insulting.
Eowyn.
It's yes. Not. Yes. And then Faith is the one in the woods.
Galadriel.
Who is that?
Yeah, Galadriel. She's the she was the witch in the woods.
I'm a witch. Oh, lovely.
She's an elven witch.
She wasn't a witch.
I thought she was an elven witch.
Pretty sure not.
Well, anyway, she was that elf that lived in the woods.
She was super powerful.
Yes, they gave all the yes.
She had a stalker dwarf friend that wanted a piece of her hair.
Yes.
A stalker dwarf?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not really. Gimli.
Did you remember Gimli was really in love with her? Thought she was beautiful.
I don't remember much about the movies.
Oh, well, you need to watch them again.
I don't remember them.
And then I'm a
Gollum.
No, it's a Gollum. Stop saying that. No, I'm the.
But you hesitate, and so you give me room to say that.
I'm the two that went off and found the tree beard.
Oh, you're Merry and Pippin.
Yes, I'm Merry and Pippin.
Right.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait.
they're short. Stack them up on top of one another. It's me.
I'm going to give you a chance to revise that statement because a very defining characteristic of Merry and Pippin was that they smoked weed and drank a lot.
Yes, still me.
Now?
No, not now, but.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Just revise your statement.
And the weed they smoked wasn't wacky weed. It was just tobacco.
Yes, it was just tobacco.
But I did smoke all kinds of things. But mainly tobacco, yes. I used to, but I don't anymore.
The Lord freed him.
Delivered me.
Mm-hmm. Thank Delivered you, Lord.
From the cigarette, from the demon, the demon spirit of cigarette smoke, of tobacco and nicotine. I was delivered.
What was Perry?
Perry's a platypus.
What was his part? He's here and he wants to know.
Perry's Perry the platypus, so that's pretty much it.
He's wondering if anybody's seen his
That's
fedora.
Not Perry, though. That is a
Has
real platypus.
Seen my fedora?
It's not a cartoon log platypus. That's a real platypus.
I'd like to see who my fedora is.
I'm done with her.
You're the one who gave the dumb thing.
Well,
let me
take a picture so people see what we're talking about, and I'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, I gotta sit up. Hang on.
Oh, okay. And then we'll end the show. Then we'll be over because we're about done. Kids, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay, let's see if I can get a good picture of this platypus here.
Good, do it.
There we go.
I was going to ask you to.
All right.
Platypus.
I got the platypus. All right. Let me upload this so the people in the chat room can see it.
You really?
Nothing else, kids, that happened to you this week? You enjoying spring break? You enjoying this weather we're having? Holy cow.
We drove through West Texas.
You did?
Who did? When?
Without a car?
Swifty and I?
Through
no.
The town
My
of West
wife
Texas?
Has a car. Yes, the town, West Texas.
Oh,
okay.
Did I
you
thought
stop?
Of you.
Did you
I
stop?
Thought about tweeting in West Texas.
Did you stop and get some Czech food?
Nope. We were on a time crunch.
Bummer.
Which was good because there was like a bunch of traffic just outside of Waco.
Oh. Where were y'all headed?
They went to the ranch.
Oh, the ranch. That's right. They went to the ranch.
No, we didn't go to the ranch. We actually were heading to a wedding.
Oh, who got married?
One of Swifty's high school friends.
Sheesh. My nephew's getting married this summer.
I got married once.
Yeah, you did? Really? Good for you.
Amazing.
I don't remember it.
You don't?
No. I remember the consequences of getting married, but...
I remember us getting married like it was yesterday, and it was 12 years ago.
It was 12 years ago yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Does that mean you have short-term amnesia?
You ever had amnesia and deja vu at the same time?
I'm not sure I remember that.
You feel like you've forgotten this before? That's Stephen Wright. That was not me. I'm not taking credit for that. Oh, man.
All right, so you're going to end the show now that since you have an ending for the show now that you found?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
spring break.
I'm going to post this picture of the platypus so that the people in the chat room can see it. And there you go. And then I will end the show in beautiful spring weather in Texas. It was 80 degrees today.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. Well, Vias, and the blue bonnets are out.
Woo!
Did you get to see blue bonnets on your trip down to
west?
West.
No,
Waco. You didn't see blue bonnets?
No.
I went to Dallas. And they were everywhere.
It was raining.
Oh, bummer.
Well, there are beautiful blue bonnets everywhere right now. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. If you'd like to come back and hear me tell the more boring stories, according to Kidge, you can do so next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central. Say vios con Dios, Faith.
Vios con Dios, Faith.
Say vios con Dios, Kidge.
Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios, everybody.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
And remember, I hate Alabama.